I certainly think a figure of 750,000 would be the end of the project. What I would say, having been inside of the discussions and understanding some of the complexities, is that, as is always the case, it's never quite as crystal clear as you see it from the outside. There are some mitigating factors in there, but certainly at 750,000, I think it's fair to say the project won't happen.
On the other hand, if you were on the miners' side, you know, if you're looking at it from their point of view, they're a charitable trust, and by law, but the charity commissioners will tell them they must do the best for their members, and I presume that's what they're trying to do.
Well, it's absolutely right. The trustees there have got fiduciary duties which ensure that they must do the best, and as I alluded to before, I can't reveal the details, but there are complications in these negotiations which probably won't surface, certainly not surface at this moment in time, which do make things maybe not quite as they appear. But nevertheless, as I say, at 750,000, the project isn't going to happen.
And if that didn't happen, of course, then there'd be no World Cup in 2013 up here. Are the RFL looking at alternative venues?
Yeah, of course. We have to have a fallback, as you say. But you know, I'm really focused. The reason that I have been travelling up, as you say, is to try and make this happen. Personally, you know, I do have an interest in Cumbria. I've put in this amount of effort in because I'm personally desperate to see a new stadium appear, and also, of course, host the World Cup. There's a lot to play for. We're talking about, from a governing body's point of view, we're talking about, you know, £5 million. The opportunity to bring £5 million into the game. I think if the people around that table, including myself, don't manage to find a way of bringing that in, then, you know, we've got a lot of soul searching and looking in the mirror to do.
Simple question, do you think it'll come?
I honestly can't tell you the answer to that. I would love to more forthright in my answer. It's a very, very sensitive stage. I am, you know, personally committed to doing anything I possibly can to make that happen. I know other people around that table are as well. You know, whatever anybody thinks from the outside, the personnel sitting around those tables, you know, do love the town of Whitehaven, would like to see this happen. It's just we've got to, you know, jump through one or two hoops and surmount one or two hurdles in order for that to happen.